This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Something like this has never occurred in my memory with us. I don't think it's going to occur. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote. And I ask myself sometimes why the hell we're doing it, but we are. And he's doing it too. And at some point, we got to put this stuff behind and just get him signed and get him up here and get him so he can be a contributor. He needs to get underway soon. Doesn't help him or us to have this strung out.
So that is Bengals owner Mike Brown talking about why Shamar Stewart is not in camp. By the way, as we entered the day, only two draft picks have not been signed. Quinston Judkins has an off-the-field issue
yes.
that the Browns are waiting to get resolved before they sign him, and this Shamar Stewart situation.
And he's referencing their contract language that's holding this up. What he's not telling you, though, is he's trying to put language in this contract that they've never used before that will explicitly protect them in the event that this player gets in legal trouble. But if you're this player, you're like, why is this precedent starting with me?
Why
are you so stuck in over me that you're enforcing this preemptively? And look, his representation, his agent, Zach Hiller, there's a lot of front offices who don't like dealing with him. There's people who he's been fired from a lot of people. He's got a role in the clash that's going on between James Cook and the Bills. I believe Zay Flowers fired him as his agent. He's had an interesting year, let's just say, a couple of years. And I'm no Zach Hiller defender. But Mike Brown has been going to war with players over inane stuff forever. And if he's acting like this is a first, most of the league is like, well, yeah, this particular language is a first. But like Mike Brown not being able to keep players happy or do things in a diligent manner, like, I don't know, extend his wide receivers, that's completely their brand. That's who he is.
It's every single year. And this was supposed to be a season, if it went according to Joe Burrow, you're all in. Joe's working the cap. He's making sure there's enough room. Everybody gets their own piece of the pie. And now you got this BS going on with Shamar Stewart. And oh, by the way, Trey Hendrickson isn't at training camp as well.
So you mentioned Trey Hendrickson, Bone, and here's Mike Brown on Trey Hendrickson, who begins a holdout today. He'll be fined, could be fined, well, actually the Bengals are required to fine him $50,000 per day missed. So here's Brown on Hendrickson.
Well, we're working at it. I came over here, and we have people back in our office who are sharpening their pencils and trying to figure that out as I speak here. It has been a long negotiation. Trey Hendrickson is a fine player. He's a good guy. We want him here. Dealing with him is sometimes not so easy. That's all right. He's got the right to argue his case. We'll try to make sense of it from our perspective. We'll see. I I'm not persuaded that it isn't going to get done. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better.
Do you think Trey deserves a raise?
We offered him one, but keep in mind, Trey signed for this season. But foolishly, maybe we offered him one, but anyway, he deserves a raise. He did well, and he played effectively. He's important to us.
So this is fascinating as well. He does sound more optimistic about him than he does Shamar Stewart. Alas,
well, he feels more optimistic because this guy's got an existing contract, and the other one doesn't have to. The other one could stay at Texas A&M and do whatever the hell he wants to do.
So T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett have both gotten new contracts. They're of a similar-ish age, but they're better players.
Him.
But this guy is one of the best pass rushers in football.
Yeah. They're nowhere near, like, Trey Hendrickson's thinking he should be a $30+ million guy. And I honestly can see, their point in not wanting to go there with him. Like, he's not that same body type. He's more of a try hard engine guy than he is, you know, an athletic freak. And he's not as good against the run as those guys. But this is another one that, like, they could have got it done last year and got it done more cheaply, right? And got it done before Garrett and Watt came back around and before, you know, 30-something became the new 20-something. Look, the hardest part of a holdout is starting it. A true holdout under this CBA that's very draconian with the fines and everything else. So once you miss one practice and you already kind of know, all right, well, I'm into this now and, you know, they can find me and I understand what I'm up against. It doesn't take long before the pendulum shifts to the team, especially like if you play on the side of the ball where there's not a whole lot of there. And the guy they drafted to replace you is also not in camp. So I think this one could linger for a while, unlike Mike Brown, unless Mike Brown caves, but he's not one to cave quickly.
But that's the biggest thing. What has been such a huge knock on this Bengals team over the years since Joe Burrow has been there?
Slow starts.
Exactly. And not having your best defensive player in Hendrickson there, your first round pick not there, and it's holdouts every single year. And of course that's going to contribute to these type of slow starts.
I want to know if the guy that is one of the best pass rushers in football, who I think led the league in sacks a year ago, is not there. And the guy you drafted to help out the pass rush is also not there. And even with Hendrickson a year ago, the defense stunk.
And the guys you drafted to supplement this have not panned out.
So like, what's this defense going to look like this year?
Oh, you got to score 40 points to win.
Like, I just got done watching quarterback last weekend. And in the moment, and Joe Burrow's having a fantastic year, but you could see the frustration. Like, how's that going to manifest itself this year when the defense can't stop anybody?
Look, you can get plus money on the Bengals to miss the playoffs, and you can get plus money on the Steelers to make the playoffs.
There it is.
I will just continue to offer that as a public service.
Are you betting on them to win a playoff game, the Steelers?
No, it's not the bet. I mean, you can bet on when they exit. You can bet on when they exit. I mean, I wouldn't make that bet now because I have no idea.
Yes,
I don't know what the matchups are going to be.
Yeah. Coming up next, back to the Ravens. By the way, at 4:15, we want to hear from the people. But next, John Harbaugh, who is the second longest tenured coach in the NFL. Sometimes he catches some heat here in Baltimore. But how would we grade John Harbaugh? That's the conversation next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.